Hello, everyone. This is Dave Burdick, news editor at Foresight Health. Welcome to our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think podcast, where we get inside the heads of people trying to change the current healthcare system. Our guest on today's show is Dr. Michael Pitt. Dr. Pitt is the co-founder and CEO of Q-Rounds. Q-Rounds is an app that coordinates morning rounds at a hospital and tells everyone, most importantly the patient, when to expect the care team to visit their room. Dr. Pitt also is a pediatrician affiliated with the University of Minnesota, and he's a magician who has been practicing magic since he was 8 years old. I talked to Dr. Pitt as part of our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think series, and I asked him about his best tricks and how he hopes to make the medical jargon that stands between doctors and patients disappear. Good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, good. Nice to meet you, Dr. Pitt.
You as well.
Now, I want to get to you being a magician. Where did that come from? You said you did it when you were younger. Like, do you come from a family of magician doctors or something?
No, first of both. I was on a cruise when I was 8 years old. They had a talent show and I didn't have a talent and I wanted to be in the talent show. And so I looked at the list of talents that had been written down. And magic was not there. So I wrote magic down and bought a deck of cards in the gift shop. And my dad knew one card trick and he taught me and I did it that night. And that kind of led to the bug and checking out all the books on the library, doing it four nights a week. And ultimately that being my entrance into academic medicine of highlighting to people how magic can make you a better physician, not just having a few tricks up your sleeve, literally, but actually recognizing that the skills magicians have used for millennia are applicable at the bedside, how magicians use misdirection, how they use patter in the way they tell a story, ultimately having those tricks, how they use surprise, the one ahead principle, magician's choice, forcing, you know, all sorts of tools that can be really valuable as clinicians. So I've now taught, I just came from doing a workshop in Phoenix. I've taught over 3,500 pediatricians how to think like magicians at the bedside.
Does that work particularly well with children, or is it tougher because kids can't be fooled? Like, oh, you're really lying to me. I know what the truth is, kind of a thing.
Yeah. So the reality is I do a magic trick for a patient maybe 5% of the time of my interactions, but I think like a magician 100% of the time. And it's that skill that's very applicable regardless of what your specialty is. I don't necessarily expect obstetricians to be doing card tricks for patients. But I do think the 95% of the time that they could think like a magician in how they interact, how they use misdirection, et cetera, can make everybody a better physician.
That's really, now, do you have a favorite trick?
You know, there's two things. One is a card trick that's a classic of magic that I do to teach a point when I'm talking about jargon and how doctors confuse patients. And I do a card trick. It's a version of a trick called the invisible deck, where you hand out an invisible deck of cards. Somebody looks at a card, puts it back in the deck face up. And then when you fan through the real deck of cards, theirs is the only one facing the opposite direction. So it's a classic. But the way I do that trick is in talks for doctors. I say, I'm going to do this trick and I'm immediately going to teach you how to do it. And as soon as I start teaching, I use magician jargon. I say, now that's, of course, a version of Marlowe's eight-part brainwave principle popularized in Chicago, using the ultra-mental principle with a full stack on the chase, allowing me to reveal rough cards on the seven. So as soon as the doctors start to lean in to try to figure out the trick as I'm explaining it, and pretty quickly realize they don't understand what I'm saying. And I say, now, I just taught you to do that trick. I just used language the magicians would understand.
Right.
But if you can't pick up a deck of cards and do that trick, then you are non-compliant, which is the word that doctors use when they say patients aren't doing what they were prescribed. They're being non-compliant.
Right.
But we can't do what you're prescribed if you don't understand what that is in the first place. And so it's a pretty powerful moment. So it's not the best trick I do, but it's a trick that I think is really illustrative of what I care about in the way I teach. One of the best tricks I do is the effect with Rubik's cubes. You know, there are more combinations to a Rubik's cube than grains of sand on the earth. If you had every human of mankind's history mix a Rubik's cube once a second since the Big Bang, it's statistically unlikely to have two Rubik's cubes in the same combination in the history of that time span. So I do a trick where the audience mix up a Rubik's cube while there's one underneath a glass when they're finished mixing, they match on all six sides. So I like that because of the story I can tell along the way.
No, that's great. I want to pick up on this jargon thing that clearly you're passionate about. When did that kind of hit your career, like in medical school, or when did you kind of the light go off that this is a real issue for patients?
I mean, as long as I can remember, you know, getting to the point of how can you be so smart yet I don't understand what you're saying? That's not the same thing. It might make you feel smarter, you know, and ultimately realizing when I go to a mechanic and I would not know what they were talking about when they talked about the pipes and carburetors and things and how disempowered I felt with that, and ultimately felt skeptical that they're doing this to screw me. They're trying to get something from me. Yet doctors want us to think that that's not the case when we're using jargon with patients. We did a study at the Minnesota State Fair, and we found that when we asked people, why do you think doctors use words patients don't understand? One of the common reasons is to confuse us, to run up the hospital bill, to prove that they're smarter than us. And so it's always bothered me as long as I can remember. What I get really excited about is showing doctors when we ask patients, you know, if your doctor said the tumor is progressing. You know, doctors wouldn't think of that as jargon, but it is a frame you learned in medicine. And when we ask people what that means, 21% said that that's good news because progress in any other context is good.
Right.
So a lot of what I get excited about is showing doctors it's not just medical terms. It's sometimes our job titles. You know, only 20% of people at the state fair knew what a nephrologist was. One in 20 of the people thought it was a doctor who specialized in dead people, not a kidney doctor. So it's quite jarring if your doctor is referring you to a death doctor in your mind. So ultimately, the short answer is as long as I can remember, and it's been quite fun to expose this jargon oblivion whereby doctors and patients have a mismatch in what they think they understand.
Right, right. I think leveling that playing field language-wise is really key to patient engagement, right? Because it's either misunderstanding or mistrust, right? So you've got to get that match to make it work.
Exactly, yeah. One of the things we're looking to do with Q-Rounds is not just provide that time transparency, but provide a textable update of a summary of what the doctors talked about. That's, you know, what's the first thing that happens when the doctor leaves the room? You call your loved ones and say, okay, this is what the doctor said. But what if we could help empower you with making sure that that was accurately summarizing that what we talked about and got in plain language? So that's one of our goals as well.
That's great. Dr. Pitt, this has been fantastic. I really appreciate your candor and your preparation.
Sounds great. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Take care of those kids now.
Thanks, Pat.
Bye-bye. If you'd like to learn more about how Dr. Pitt thinks, please read our Q&A with him on foresighthealth.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Berta for Foresight Health.